brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Walma.
I'm Nico Lukoff.
I'm Justin Hicks.
I'm Skippy Rose.
And this is Creativity Wasted.
My ideas are more practical, I guess.
Literally anything. You
say that like it's a horrible thing. Like, they're too good.
Well, because I literally have like this like notebook of inventions, and I just keep adding to it, and I figure like my kids will add to it, and it'll become like this family book of inventions. But one of the ideas that I had is I really hate when you're sweeping like into a dustpan and there's that last little line of dirt, right? So I figure there could be like just like a simple little rubber thing along the seam that holds an air pocket, right? So you could press down on the air pan, which would create that suction. And as you lift up, it would suck that last little line of air into it. So you could get that last little thing in
air. You just blew three minds.
The whole line, like it would suction like the whole width of the dustpan.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I like that. You get like a little vacuum on the end of it.
Yeah.
Well, at that point, why don't you just have a vacuum though?
Well, you know, not everybody, you know, it could be a cheap thing, you know, and also just like dusting around. You don't always want to break out the vacuum.
See, that's not a bad idea because, yeah, you got to bend over to pick up the dustpan anyways. You got to have like a pump for like a blood pressure thing on it. You just poop, poop, sucks it right in.
Exactly. Oh, so
you don't got to plug it in.
It's just a mechanical thing is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's just a mechanical thing, so it's super cheap. Like it'd be like marginally more than a regular dustpan.
And then you just empty.
How much does a dustpan cost?
I don't know, like $5. Well, inflation's been weird. I don't know what things cost anymore.
It's never the dustpan market pretty hard.
I bought one that long ago. I don't remember. It feels like something you could buy at a dollar store.
Yes.
I would think.
Absolutely.
But it would have to be like the wrong color and the wrong size for your broom, but you'd buy it anyway because you're like me and you're cheap.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. I have a fridge. I don't need a dustpan.
just shove it under.
Just sweep it right under.
Tyler, like, you put dirt in your fridge? Like, do you just live in your fridge?
No.
I was just thinking, confused, because I do shit in a workshop in a garage, and that's where I do all my sweeping.
Oh.
So then when you said fridge, I thought, what?
Well, yeah, I usually have a shop back out there, right?
I'm not that professional.
What if in order to operate this broom, it shoots out a little poof of dust just behind it that every once in a while you got to clean up? It'd probably still be pretty good.
Yeah. It could.
That was a bad joke that I just was trying to make.
Because your name is Skippy, you could call it, instead of the Swiffer, the Skipper.
Nah.
There you go.
The Skip Pan.
The Skip Pan. There you go. I also had I brought this out the first time I was on your podcast, but I stand by it. I need to do it. It's the Periscope, like for festivals.
Oh.
Yeah, and you could like, you know, advertise it and push it to like festy people, you know, they could come in all different cool patterns and colors and crap like that, and they'd be collapsible, you know, and fold up like that. And if that was sold at a festival, right, you could sell it at a premium. Like, easily people would pay, like, $40 for that. You know,
yeah.
If you're a short person, that would make your day. Like, being able to see.
That's not bad. That'd be a good idea, actually. Go to DTE and lay on the hill. You don't even got to stand up.
Yeah.
Kick it at the top.
That would be a trip laying down and watching.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, that just seems weird. It seems neat.
You got the people sitting on other people's shoulders in front of you or holding up signs.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've gone to one music concert ever. But is there a lot of, like, sitting on your boyfriend's shoulders?
It's a dick move. It's a dick move to go on somebody's shoulders. Oh, and I'm 5 feet tall, and I still think it's a dick move to go on somebody's shoulders.
You need it to hit the people.
Yeah, I would say it's pretty rare. I would say in a whole concert, you might see one or two. I don't think it's as popular as it used to be because, like, yeah, it's just It's like then you're guaranteeing that you're blocking all the people's view behind you.
At like festivals and stuff, it seems like it's a little more prevalent there. Like I think of like faster horses. Like if you see pictures and stuff from that, I've never been. Yeah. But like it always seems like the girls are on top of their boyfriend's shoulders, stuff like that, because it's flat ground and you can't really see once you're a little bit further back. So they just hop up there for the whole time.
I mean, I've done my tours, you know. It's in the Electric Forest and the Bonnaroo and the Lalas and all of that good stuff. But yeah, maybe Faster Horses flat ground. I did Poi at Faster Horses for a summer. That was interesting.
But you did what?
I did circus arts before I did stand up. So like I used to get hired for that stuff before the pandemic. Okay. Yeah.
I wonder if it's like illegal to like sell shit like on your own at places.
Yeah, I mean, how else do you think people have a good time at festivals? Like, I think people are just entrepreneurs everywhere.
But yeah, this could be a thing you could legit do, or you could even like, if you're not like trying to make a living off of it, you could sell enough to get your ticket price back or whatever.
Just start making deals with all the stadiums and venues and stuff like that. Have them sell them. And you just collect the paycheck.
Yep. I agree. I mean, I could easily get a merch booth if I made quite a few of them. I mean, they'd be cheap. You know what I mean? Like just like a really stiff plastic or something. Like it doesn't have to be fancy.
They make things for like people to view the eclipse or something. Cause there's an eclipse coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just glasses. Mm-hmm. They don't look like periscopes. I guess, yeah, they wouldn't. I was going to say, maybe you can just take something and tweak it that already exists.
Yeah, I wouldn't use a periscope to look at an eclipse.
No, you're just moving the light that's going to burn your eyes.
I am going to Toledo for that. I'm excited.
Oh, you are? You're going to do that?
Yeah, I'm an eclipse chaser. I saw my first one when it went through Oregon, and it was so cool. So, yeah, I never miss the chance to see it in totality if it's nearby.
I heard they had a plane, like a, you can buy a plane ticket for the day of the eclipse to follow the path or something like that.
Yeah, but like to me the coolest part is hearing the animals go crazy.
Because
when I was in Oregon, we were like kind of, we drove out to the somewhat middle of nowhere, so there were farms and stuff around, and as soon as the eclipse happened, all the birds started chirping, all the roosters started going, all the cows started mooing, all the horses started. I'm like, what is going on? It was like they all became evangelists being like, it's the end of days. Like, it was, I loved it so much.
You imagine life before, like they knew what the eclipse was and stuff, and you just see this start happening, animals are going nuts. I'd be freaking the fuck out.
We're like, oh, let's get our glasses.
How many people were in their eyes, balls, too, not knowing that you couldn't look at it?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's got to be crazy there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
Are you going to go to the Toledo Zoo? Isn't there a big zoo in Toledo?
Yeah, I like the Toledo Zoo a lot. I'm going to, it's called like the Hen House or Hen Hill. It's like the baseball stadium there, but they're having an eclipse party and you get sunglasses and stuff from them. But yeah.
Nice.
Stand up during the eclipse.
Yeah. Stand up during, yeah, exactly.
Don't look up. Look at me telling dick jokes. I don't know. I'm a nerd, but I'm not this type of nerd. I don't care about the eclipse.
Have fun.
even my sister, who's not a nerd at all, will, like, if there's a meteor shower, she'll get up and she'll look outside and, like,
yeah, it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about it.
Yeah, I love those.
I really want to see the Northern Lights. I've tried so many times. I've gone to Copper Harbor specifically, set alarms at like 1 a.m., 3 a.m., and I just would always just miss it. Like the next day, people are like, oh, did you see those lights? They were crazy. I'm like, shut up.
I feel like Michigan is like just too far south. It's like the news like teases you like, oh, maybe you'll see it tonight.
Never seen them.
Copper Harbor, you can see it. I mean, people say they see it fairly consistently. I wouldn't know, but people say that they do.
I got to see him in Alaska. It was pretty cool.
Cool. Yeah, I think that's what you got to do. You got to go somewhere where it's like definitely going to happen. Not like
my wife grew up in Juneau in Southeast Alaska, and we went there a while back. It was really cool.
Heck yeah. There's that one Alaskan comedy festival, and if you get accepted as a comedian on it, like one of the things they give you is a Northern Lights tour.
Oh, neat.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, so I got on the wait list this year, so maybe I'll get on the list next year.
Yeah, next year I need to apply to all the festivals. I've been meaning to do that, but I'm too lazy.
I missed almost all of them. I just applied to the Alaska one, really, and then like the local Michigan ones.
I think the Motor City just started accepting applications too, didn't they?
Yep.
Yeah, I do apply to that, even though I know I probably won't get in. But I'd like the Alaska one.
That's most festivals for everybody, pretty sure.
Y'all just applied to the Windsor Comedy Festival. When that starts coming up, we aren't taking submissions yet, but soon we will. So,
cool.
Yeah, fun time.
So back to your idea, the Periscope thing.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried that? Like brought like a Periscope thing?
No, it wouldn't be hard though to just make a prototype of. I just could get like two of those magnetic locker room mirrors and like kind of do like a little cardboard mock-up. I don't see why not. I feel like it could then, though. I could totally see creepy dudes using it to look up girls' skirts, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like upside down.
Yeah. Like six rows ahead of them.
Yeah. What did you say then, just from your toe, and went, oh, yeah. That's who's going to want to spend money.
Maybe you could build it with, like, a thing oh, where like it can't go upside down. Like, it's weighted. On a pivot.
Or like there's a flap that closes or something when you just
yeah, if you hold it upside
it's
down.
It's always turned up like your phone. If it's you want it the other way, you're like, no, I'm just laying this way. And you're like, no, you got to stay this or whatever. Like it keeps the orientation up. Or if you go the opposite way, it just kicks you in the nuts. It just knows who you are.
You're perfect.
Although, what if you had a lump? Like just above your asshole that you wanted to check out, and you thought, oh, "I'm gonna use Skippy's beard."
it's just for medical reasons. I just wanted to see, look at this mole on my back. Use a fancy scope for it.
Any shows you guys want to plug, or podcasts, or anything you want to mention?
I have Mitchell's Pub out in Weberville. We got a show at 7 p.m. the first Thursday of every month, April 13th in New Lothrop. I'm hosting an event at a Rustic Meadows reception hall.
Where are those? Like south of Lansing-ish?
New Lothrop is like between Owosso and Flint, I believe. So like north of 69 out towards Flint area. And then Weberville is Mitchell's Pub. That's about a half hour east of Lansing.
Only show I got up next is Comedy at the Creek. Haven't done that yet. Jason Pierpoint puts that on. Looks like a really awesome show. I'm pretty excited. Awesome.
Are you on for March?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll see you there then. I'm on that one too.
I got an embarrassing storytelling show on the 9th.
Is that Planet Ant?
No, that's at the Windsor Comedy Club. And then March 15th, I'm doing, if you follow Doomvana or Cult Doom, she's doing this like whole, it's basically like there's going to be dominatrixes, pole dancers, burlesque dancers, and then just one stand-up comedian, which is me. There's like this huge list of performers. And then just, nice. Like, yeah, which is cool. She's like, you want to do 20? I'm like, absolutely. So that's a really cool event. Just if you want a variety show, and that's going to be in the Detroit area, you can check out my page, Skippy Rose Comedy, for the details on that. And then I would encourage everyone to check out my web comedy series, How Did I Get Into This? You can look it up on YouTube. It's also posted to my page, but I'm really proud of the sketches, though. So. Yeah.
Cool. I have a thing called Gaming McFitness, a Twitch channel where I build video game controllers into fitness machines and then play games on them.
That's cool.
Thanks.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Amp Podcast, powered by Pinecast.